Mark Van Gestel is our chief steward with Racing New South Wales. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
Well, better than a lot of people around the state, I think, as we both are. It's one of those days that we don't want to see repeated. The scone races are off today, and that seems a very minuscule event in the big picture today, doesn't it?
No, it certainly does, Sean. And obviously, our thoughts are with people in those danger areas up in the northern areas of New South Wales at the moment. And, you know, as you said, calling off a race meeting is pales into insignificance from some of the conditions that those people are dealing with at the moment.
The other day we had the Kempsey meeting on, and that had to be called off after a couple. And a friend of mine who was there said at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it felt like we were racing at 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. Look, obviously, the air quality was quite poor during that meeting. It progressively got worse throughout the day. The start of that meeting, it wasn't too bad, but we were monitoring it through the air quality site that we use here at Racing New South Wales, and just continued to get progressively worse to a point where it became hazardous. And Mark Holloway, the chief steward in that region, said there was particles that were starting to fall in conjunction with the thick smoke, and that was a no-brainer, that decision, Sean, to postpone the remainder of that meeting.
You mentioned the site you use, Mark. What sort of criteria do you use to judge whether a day is suitable or not?
Yeah, so look, we use it's a site that's provided by the New South Wales government, and it provides us with the air quality index, and that ranges from being very good to hazardous, and there's a sliding scale in between. So, we have this time of year, when we have the bushfires present and smoke hazardous smoke present, we monitor that to ensure that we are not putting our participants and also the horses, in a situation where it becomes hazardous for them.
Now, I know for a fact, Racing New South Wales, yourself, Peter Volandis, and the people have been monitoring right throughout the state to make sure that trainers, horses, owners, everyone has been safe through all this, because there's been some very hazardous developments over the last week.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. We've had our local stewards in the northern areas, particularly in the mid-north coast. Jack Penfold is our local steward, domiciled in Port Macquarie. He's been making welfare checks with all those local trainers, particularly those that are in those areas prone to bushfires. And fortunately, we haven't had too many issues. I know that Terry Evans up in the mid-north coast there had some quite concerning situations, but I think he's fortunate to come out of it reasonably well. Albeit he obviously had some close calls during the last few days.
I know Racing New South Wales has assisted with feed in the past too, Mark, and I suppose that's going to be something we're going to have to watch following these events, because feed's probably going to be short and expensive.
No, that's right, Sean, and I guess coupled with the drought, the drought has just been horrendous for all our country participants. And look, we are out doing stable visits. We're checking retired horses and going to properties. And the stewards in the regional centres continue to report back of the dire conditions in those areas. And if there are people that are struggling to feed horses or have some financial issues because of the drought, we are certainly here to help. And we have a drought relief fund that we provide financial assistance to those in need, and just it's a matter of making application to Racing New South Wales, and we can assist wherever possible.
And Mark, the worrying thing is we're only a week or 10 days into November. We've still got a long way to go.
Yeah, that's sure right, Sean. Obviously, as we get into December, the weather will obviously heat up, and our hot weather policies will come in play with ensuring that, as I said earlier, we don't put the participants and the horses at risk. So it's certainly concerning at this early stage, but hopefully we get some respite over the next few weeks.
All right. So what advice will you give today to trainers and owners? I suppose it's just a matter of looking after the horses. Keep the water up to them.
Yeah, keep them as cool as possible. And, fortunately, a lot of horses are in stables and in good condition. So it's a matter of just, I guess, checking on them to ensure that, they're okay. And, as I said before, is any assistance that we can offer to any person that's in bother with, we're certainly happy to help.
Well, as you mentioned, Terry Evans at Tuncurry, it's been well documented. He genuinely thought he was going to go home to find, horse bodies and a house razed to the ground. He said he couldn't believe it. Even the chickens, the chooks were walking around. Everything was good.
No, it was a very good result. So, given the circumstances, Sean, and I know as you said, Terry had a very harrowing time there for a few days, but we're fortunate that he's come out of it as well as he has.
Terrific, Mark. Good to catch up, and appreciate your help. We'll just keep an eye on things over the next few days, but hopefully everyone gets through today safely.
Yep, let's hope so, Sean. Thanks.